The hits just keep on coming for CNN. And I'm not talking about The Impossible, where CNN actually produces a show that tops the charts. I'm not even talking about the classic woke hits, the blast from the past that were associated with people from the network. Classic songs like The Hit from Wolf Blitzer. Who let the dogs out? Woof, 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 woof. Who let the dogs out? What about the power ballad from Don Lemon? When a man squeezes lemons, he can't keep his hands to himself. And who could ever forget about the instant classic from Jake the Bongo Tapper? When I swear that I love Butt Bongo. Yeah, I love Butt Bongo. I am not talking about the woke classics here. The constant hits I'm talking about with CNN are the constant beatings they take in the ratings. Believe it or not, before CNN was known as a 24-hour network dedicated to lies and propaganda, they were once looked upon as the most trusted name in news. Yeah, I know that's hard to believe, but CNN used to actually be trusted. Speaking of trusted, let me address this while I'm thinking about it. I need to make a correction to the video from this morning. I accidentally misquoted Stephen A. Smith this morning. When I was reading the article in the New York Post about the cat fight between Stephen A. Smith and Pat McAfee, I claimed that Stephen A. said that Pat McAfee wasn't as polished as he was. What Stephen A. Smith actually said was Pat McAfee wasn't as politically polished. I overlooked the word politically while I was prepping my notes this morning. That one word, it really changes the entire context of the quote. That's my fault. I should have been more careful with it. I don't ever want to misquote someone. It was not intentional. I wasn't trying to portray Stephen A. Smith in a negative manner. Just an oversight on my part. I appreciate all you guys who pointed that out to me. Anyway, let's get back to CNN. Throughout their existence, there have been periods where CNN has struggled in the ratings. I don't remember their ratings struggle lasting as long as they have recently, but there have been times when CNN has struggled. The one thing that CNN could always rely on, the one thing that would typically boost their ratings in times of struggle, was high-profile breaking news. During their early years, CNN was often one of the only networks that was on the ground during breaking news stories. Out of habit, most viewers have been conditioned, myself included, to watch CNN anytime something major is breaking. This past Tuesday night is a perfect example. Super Tuesday, a day that normal people will remember for the rest of our lives. It was the day that we were put out of our misery because the beating handed out by the Trumper was so debilitating, it caused Nikki Haley to suspend her presidential campaign. Instead of seeing Saint Nick on our TV screens every day, we can now return to seeing Saint Nick once a year during Christmas. Super Tuesday. It was a great day for us normal people, but it's also a great day for the networks. The networks will see a huge spike in ratings. People who would normally be watching the NBA on a Tuesday night like myself, wanker spankers who would be watching RuPaul's Drag Race, they'll skip their favorite show to see the results of the presidential primaries. It was a great night for both Fox News and MSNBC. Super Tuesday coverage on Fox News averaged about 3.5 million viewers. MSNBC pulled almost 2 million. Both cable news networks, they drew a larger audience than all three broadcast networks. ABC, CBS, NBC, they all failed to reach 2 million viewers with their coverage of Super Tuesday. But that's okay. That's okay. None of these networks had to worry about finishing in last place. None of them had to worry about being labeled a huge embarrassing failure because they knew they could always rely on CNN to be occupying the Bruce caboose. CNN's coverage of Super Tuesday drew an absolutely pathetic 900,000 viewers. Just think about that. One of the biggest nights of the year in cable news, or as CNN likes to call it, hard news, emphasis on the hard. One of the biggest nights of the year in news, and CNN can't even pull a million viewers? Unfortunately for CNN, This huge embarrassing failure, this is not a one-off. This is a trend. Last October, as the war was breaking out between Israel and Hamas, there was a natural spike in ratings in cable news. The 15 most watched shows the following week all belonged to Fox News. But MSNBC, they had a handful of shows that made the top 25. Again, international war used to be big business, for lack of a better word, for CNN. The week following the attack on Israel, CNN didn't have a single show, not a single hour, ranked in the top 25. And I'm not talking about the top 25 on cable. I'm talking about the top 25 just in cable news. There's only a handful of networks that CNN is competing with. It's not like they are competing with ESPN or TBS, TNT, MTV. They're only competing with Fox, MSNBC, Newsmax, News Nation. News Nation, the home of Chris Cuomo. Hey, it's me, Chrissy C. CNN's ratings were so bad that week, CNN This Morning was beaten by something called Greg Kelly Reports on Newsmax. 2 years ago, when former President Chris Licht took over at CNN and he promised to change directions at the network, he promised that CNN was going to move towards the center. We are going to be the network who targets normal people. At the time, I said the only way this can happen, you have got to completely eradicate the woke fungus. It ain't enough to fire the donut diva Brian Stelter. It ain't enough to fire those other old white dudes that Chris Licht fired. The fungus had to be eradicated from the inside out. Anyone who was a card-carrying member of Woke United Methodist, their ass had to go. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck with a network that doesn't have an identity. Your leader wants to go in one direction and your staff wants to continue spreading lies and propaganda. Under the failed leadership of Chris Licht, CNN was an absolute disaster. It seemed like every week behind-the-scenes stories were leaking to the mainstream media. Donnie Lemon was fighting with Caitlin Collins. Katie Roo! Katie Roo! Chris Licht had convinced Caitlin Collins that she was some rising star in cable news, ends up putting her on in prime time where she has the personality of a wet fart and the ratings to match it. He breaks the bank to bring in Charles Barkley and Gail King. He thinks that the woman responsible for ironing Oprah's socks and a former NBA player are going to save CNN's ratings in prime time. Under Chris Licht, it was just disastrous. Now, I don't know if he didn't have the power to fully change directions at CNN. I don't know if he didn't have the balls. I don't know. What I do know, he didn't get the job done. New CNN president Mark Thompson, he seems to be the opposite of Chris Licht because Mark Thompson doesn't seem to be fucking around. Over the last few weeks, there have been rumors that Mark Thompson is looking to clean house at CNN. When I say clean house, I'm not talking about Mark Thompson firing people like bitter Breonna Kyler. I'm not talking about Mark Thompson firing the anonymous people who host shows on CNN during the middle of the day when no one is watching. I'm talking about him firing people during the evenings and prime time when no one is watching. When you think of the faces of CNN, who are some of the names that come to mind? When I think of CNN, I think of Andy Cooper. Andy's been polluting the airwaves at CNN for over two decades. I think of the emotional Jake the Bongo Tapper. I think of the fossil Wolf Blitzer. This dude. I think Wolf Blitzer has been at CNN longer than I've been alive. Andy Cooper, making $20 million a year to entertain the 20 people who watch him. Wolf Blitzer, he's making $15 million. The Bongo Tapper, $8 million. I hope they are saving their money because they're not going to be making it for much longer. A CNN insider told InTouch Weekly that Andy Cooper is already sending out his resumes. He is preparing himself to be fired. Same goes for the Wolf and the Bongo Tapper. Even someone like Chris Wallace, who's only making $8 million a year. Who's talking to Chris Wallace? Well, no one is talking to that doofus right now, but I know who he's going to be talking to very soon. He will be talking to Welfare Wendy down at the welfare office. The heavy hitters at CNN, they have been put on notice. No one is safe. No one is untouchable. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, who is going to replace them? And what about Katie Rue? Will she be fired too? I think Katie Rue is going to be safe. When you compare her salary to these other woke welfare collectors, Katie Rue is making pennies on the peso. Now, in terms of who is going to replace them, we don't know at this point. And just to be clear, if this does happen, it's not like it's going to happen tomorrow or anytime soon. Contracts for Andy Cooper and the other heavy bongo hitters, they don't expire until after the election in November. So this potential transformation of CNN, it appears to be a long-term plan for Mark Thompson. We won't see most of these changes until 2025, but from what I can tell, these changes are definitely coming. According to CNN insiders, Mark Thompson, he wants to replace these overpaid stars with people who have built their audience on social media. He is looking at people who have built their audience on YouTube, people who have been able to build an audience without the backing of major media. Now, this is a very interesting approach. Actually, it's a risky approach. Social media followings and fame, that doesn't necessarily equate to success on linear television. The audience on regular TV skews older. Average CNN viewer, 67 years old. Average CNN viewer is also a wanker-spanking dedicated shitfuck who considers the walk to the mailbox to collect their woke welfare check to be a form of gainful employment. But when I found out about this potential approach from Mark Thompson, I instantly thought of ESPN. ESPN is trying the same approach with Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee, huge, huge success on YouTube. Millions of subscribers, millions of views every week. ESPN puts Pat McAfee on cable. He can't draw flies to a fresh turd. One of the names that Mark Thompson is supposedly interested in, Megyn Kelly. Now, that makes perfect sense for CNN, but why in the hell would Megyn Kelly do this? At this point, there's really no incentive to work at CNN. But anyway, let me get out of here. Past couple of days, I really haven't felt like myself, feel like I haven't been as sharp as I usually am. There's a good reason for that. I've been feeling like shit. I got something called, I think it's norovirus. Over the last couple of weeks, it's been shutting down schools in my area. This thing is very weird. I wake up in the morning feeling fine, but as the day goes on, I feel like I'm pregnant. I feel like I'm proving deacons at Woke United Methodist right. I have become a male birthing person, temporarily anyway. All kidding aside though, norovirus, it inflames your stomach, makes you feel like you're carrying around a load of bricks. It's incredibly uncomfortable, makes you exhausted throughout the day. It's been really difficult to focus and think, which is how an oversight happens earlier today when I misquote someone. I just wanted to give you guys a heads up, just in case you have noticed something different the last couple of days and didn't know what it was. I have definitely noticed it myself, but I'm living it. This virus is only supposed to last 3 or 4 days, so hopefully I will be back to normal this weekend. But in the meantime, let me know your thoughts on CNN. Dead last in the ratings on Super Tuesday. Mark Thompson could be redesigning the network. Tenured employees like Anderson Cooper, Jake Tapper, Wolf Blitzer could be gone. Will that be enough to save CNN? Or is it already too late at this point? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.